in between a wee donna meals, a run or a wee walk, we all get thirsty and need a wee drink. Often we hear children running after playing outside and shout, "I'm thirsty." "I'm thirsty" is one of Jesus' last words in his final moments. And like all of those final words Jesus spoke on the cross, this simple statement carries far more meaning than we might imagine. So today we continue our study of Jesus' last words on the cross and the importance of those words for our lives today. Persons who were crucified often died from two causes, namely exhaustion and dehydration. Jesus' words today speak of his growing dehydration. In the Gospel according to St. Mark, we read that at Golgotha, which means the place of his skull, Jesus was offered wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. Similarly, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 34, we read that the wine offered to Jesus was mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. It was not uncommon for people sympathetic to those being crucified to offer them myrrh and gall, thought to deaden pain or even expedite death. Otherwise, the person could suffer for days upon the cross. Jesus died the horrible death of crucifixion because he wanted to fully identify with the suffering we experience as human beings and to show us the costliness of our sin and God's grace. During his earthly ministry, Jesus severally talked about water. He turned water into wine in his first miracle. He had a long discussion with the woman at the well in Samaria, teaching her about living water. And it was clear he had an abundant supply. Then he spoke of those who believed in him as never being hungry or thirsty. Indeed, they will have rivers of living water springing up from within themselves. Ironically, the one who has the capacity to satisfy every hunger and quench every thirst hangs on the cross near death and is thirsty. Here, John wants us to understand that Jesus suffered in the same way that we suffer. He tested in the same way that we thirst. Jesus' words remind us that the one who can satisfy the deepest longings of our soul is hanging on the cross. Remember Jesus' teaching, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." In this saying, we see Jesus' thirst for the salvation of the world, for that is why he has come, to redeem all humanity from their sins. When they arrested Jesus in the garden, Peter pulls his sword to defend Jesus, and Jesus says, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup which the Father has given me?" And so when Jesus says he thirsts, he's saying, "I am ready to die for the redemption of the world." In this saying on the cross, Jesus calls us to take great steps of faith. We'll recall Jesus' teaching to his disciples, "I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink." Recorded in Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Someone in that crowd mustered enough strength and faith to respond to Jesus' words, "I'm thirsty." Matthew and Mark tell us that someone sees how thirsty and dehydrated Jesus is and takes a sponge on a stick, dips it in wine, and puts it off of Jesus, taking a great risk amidst the angry mob gathered at the foot of the cross. We live in a thirsty world, a world that is wrecked by hunger, diseases, homelessness, loneliness, violence, grief, and not the least, the current coronavirus pandemic. In these challenging times, we are assured of God's power, presence, and protection against fear and anxiety. We are also called to live out God's love. We are invited to look after ourselves as well as look out for those around us who are in need and respond by sharing physical water and spiritual living water. Amen.